Now, more Ebling and You on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back. Jack Ebling here with Scott Eckersley, Ebling and You, 1320 WILS. Anytime you have the largest of anything in the state, I guess that's good, unless it's a negative number like an unemployment rate. East Lansing Film Festival, the largest film festival in Michigan, celebrating its 13th year. I'm very happy to welcome in Susan Woods, director of the EL Film Festival. Hello, Susan. How are you?
I'm fine. I have a little cold, so...
Well, join the club. I think that's going around here. After dealing with Ken Glickman, and thought we had to perform the Heimlich maneuver on him yesterday, so we'll be just fine.
Oh, good.
Want to talk a little bit about what is happening beginning tomorrow, right?
Right. It opens tomorrow night at 7:30 at the East Lansing Hannah Community Center. We're showing the incredible film called I Am Love. It is an Italian film starring Tilda Swinton, and... It was like one of the favorites of the art house showings, and she's definitely going to be getting an Oscar nomination for it.
Okay. Can you give us some of the highlights of this year's festival? Now, this goes all the way through the 28th, correct?
Yes, it does.
Okay.
But the bulk of the film festival really happens over the weekend. So Thursday, we're only showing one film. It's called North Face. It's a German film. It's absolutely gripping, suspenseful film about a true story of two mountain climbers in 1936 who sort of are forced to climb Mount Eiger. And when things go wrong, they really go wrong. But it's just a really, really good film.
Mm-hmm.
And then on Friday... we have two films showing at the East Lansing Hannah Community Center and two at the theater in Snyder Phillips.
All right.
And we're showing Joan Rivers, A Piece of Work, which is a great documentary about the comedian.
Okay. All right. And there's also the film that Michael Moore keeps talking about, right? There's Troubled
right.
Water. Is that the...
Yeah, Troubled Water. It's... amazing. It's just an amazing film. And it's about a petty theft that goes wrong and a child gets killed and the repercussions to both the perpetrator and also the victim's parents. So it's just really well done.
All right. What is The Happy Poet? I've heard a number of people talk about what a great film this was.
When I was at the Traverse City Film Festival, I saw it and by chance sat next to the director's father. And when it was over and the director came out, it was a spontaneous, instantaneous. Everybody stood on their feet and just gave him a 5-minute standing ovation.
Hmm.
It is so funny. It is such dry humor that you know. You'll bring your moisturizer. I mean, it is really dry.
All right. So, drier than our voices.
And
right
it's
now.
it's a true independent film that you're going to, you know, this is like a real discovery. And there's another film that we'll be showing the next night called Tibetan Song, which is now playing in New York City. And it's a documentary about a man who was in exile from Tibet and decided to return to record the music and the culture of Tibet and got arrested. And so as the film is unfolding, you become involved in this whole arrest. And he was arrested for 6 years, and then he is freed and continues it. It's just a very, very moving film.
All right. Which of these films have local ties?
Those are the ones that we're going to be showing on Saturday at South Kedzie Hall. It's called the Lake Michigan Film Competition,
okay.
And this is the best of all regional films. We have films from Wisconsin, Illinois, Indiana, and Michigan.
Mm-hmm. All right, we have the Boogie Stomp people are here, right? Boogie Bob Baldori and...
No, we're not showing their film.
Oh, not showing that.
No,
okay.
it's not quite ready yet.
All right.
So, but they did do a wonderful fundraiser for us. But... No, we've got a great film called Annabelle and Bear, which has been in other film festivals and is so touching, and it's 100% made in Michigan. Mm-hmm. We have Fairview Street, which is 100% filmed in Lansing. We have wonderful documentaries, both historical and current, from, you know, the spoken word, from slam poetry to mm-hmm. the sinking of the November Requiem. I mean, it's just a wonderful combination. We have student films, which, to tell you the truth, this year was very impressive.
All right, you can't tell the films without a program here, and that means you have to go online or you need to check out other information. And you can do that at the East Lansing Film Festival website, correct?
Right. ELFF.com. That's East Lansing Film Festival.
Like Elf with an extra F on the end. ELFF.com,
exactly.
Correct?
ELFF.
All right.
And we also have programs at almost every site. But
right. What are the prices here? What in terms of passes?
Oh, the passes. I mean, if you want to go to all the films that are being shown, not at Celebration Cinema, but, you know, from Wednesday through Wednesday, but in East Lansing, it's only $60 and for regular admission, and then $40 for students and seniors.
All right. What about a one-day or a one-film admission?
Yes, on Saturday we're doing a all-day Saturday pass, and it's 25 and 20.
Okay. All right. And how many people do you expect, Susan?
It's usually about 4,000.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Well, terrific. I guess that's why it is the largest film festival in the state of Michigan, correct?
That's right.
All
and
right.
It's also the longest, and it's the most diverse.
ELFF, EastLansingFilmFestival.com. Check it out, and you'll be able to get all of the showtimes and locations, and very important, because multiple locations here. You can't just go to one site and expect you're going to see the film you're looking for. Susan, thanks so much. We appreciate it. Good luck to you.
Oh, thank you.